This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, do you know what is the last hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari? How did Imam al-Bukhari conclude his hadith book? We all know that the first hadith was إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, the hadith about intentions. But what was the last hadith? There is a wisdom and a secret for why Imam al-Bukhari made this hadith the last hadith in his book. And this is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان ثقيلتان في الميزان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده. الله أكبر. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, he said, there are two words, two phrases that are very light on the tongue, so that when you say them, you don't have to exert any energy or effort. It is very easy upon the tongue. Also, they are ثقيلتان في الميزان. They are light on the tongue, but they are extremely heavy on the scale. On the Day of Judgment, when your deeds are placed on the scale, these two phrases, these two words are going to weigh extremely heavy on the scale. And in addition to this, حبيبتان إلى الرحمن, they are most beloved to the Most Merciful. Allahu Akbar. Two phrases, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, if you want to say something that Allah loves, these are the words. He loves them, and He loves who says them, and He is pleased with those who say them. What are these words? Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdih. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah al-Azim, a brief translation would mean, I declare Allah's perfection. This is what at-tasbih is, to declare Allah's perfection and to disassociate any flaws and imperfection from Allah Azza wa Jal. So you say, Subhanallah al-Azim, I declare Allah's perfection, the most great, al-Azim. And then you say, Subhanallah wa bihamdih, and I declare, once again, Allah's perfection, and I begin by praising Him, wa bihamdihi. Because the greatest way in how you will declare Allah's perfection is by praising Him, by saying Alhamdulillah, and by saying this dhikr here, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdih. This is the last hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. And the wisdom and the secret is that he put this hadith as the last hadith in his book because this is a summary of the entire religion. This is what al-Islam is all about. It is about declaring Allah's perfection and praising Him. Every single teaching we do in Islam is about declaring Allah's perfection and praising Him. And this is why the final surah that was revealed unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet's life was concluded with this surah. It was Surah An-Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to conclude and finish and end his life with at-tasbih, to say subhanaka allahum wa bihamdik allahumma ghfirli. And this is what Aisha radiyallahu anha would narrate, that I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite in abundance in his prayers, in his ruku', in his sujood, subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdik allahumma ghfirli. And this is how he concluded his life. And this is how Imam al-Bukhari concluded his book. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who truly declare His perfection and His praise. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.